All right. Now, how about in the barn? What was the barn like on the inside?
What kind of barn? Now, we didn't. My grandparents raised a lot of chickens. They had about 500 chickens. They had chicken houses and things like that. Then he had a pack house where they put the backer in whenever they when we crop gathered the backer and cured it out in the barn, we'd store it in the pack house. We always called it the pack house. Mm. Now the barn was the tobacco barn.
Okay.
And you just crop green tobacco out of the field. And years ago, put it in a drag behind a mule and drug it to the barn, and they'd string it and off the bench, you know, and hang it green in the barn, fire it in the barn, cure it out. Way back there, they fired it with wood. Cured it out with wood.
Oh, like smoked it in there.
Well, no, they didn't smoke it, but they had a furnace built into the side of the barn, and the stack went on up and let the smoke go out. But the heat from the furnace went into the barn. And it dried. So you dry the leaf, you dry the moisture out of the leaf, and then completely dry the stem and everything out till it's completely dried, like a leaf, except not as, well, it'd be that brittle till you took it out and cased it up. That's what it was called, was getting it encased. When you open the doors and let the moisture in, it would get it where it was real pliable. And it wouldn't shatter when you first took the fire off the barn, open the doors, you go in there, you could touch it, and it would just shatter and fall off. But if you wait till the dew got in there, the moisture got in there, what they call case up the barn in the backer, they would do that, then you can go in there, you can take it out, pack it down, and haul it to the pack house and put it on the floor, and later on you go back there and take it off. And way back there, before you could set it loosely, if you had to tie it, put it in hands about all the stems going one way, and then take a tie leaf, they call it, one of the real pretty leaves, and wrap it up, tuck it in, you string it on grade sticks. And you put that on the grade sticks on the truck, pack it down, haul it to the warehouse, the biker market, whatever you want to call it. And then they would take it, you take it back off the sticks and put it on a basket, put it on the floor for sale. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, but it did.
Is there, were there different kinds that they grow for cigarettes or chewing tobacco or different?
Well, right here in Brunswick County in southeastern North Carolina, we always grew flue-cured tobacco, which is basically cigarette-type tobacco, I assume. Now, what they did made out of most of it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But up in the mountains and up in Virginia, they grew burley tobacco, you know, where you cut the whole stalk down, hang it and dry it. But here, it was always flue-cured. And back then, you graded it. You had a first grade, which was real pretty, bright yellow-colored leaves when they dried out. Then you have another grade, which was the trash, the ones that turned dark or something like that. You usually didn't hope not have a whole lot of that. And then you'd have a green pile where you had some of the green color. Tobacco wasn't ripe when you cured it out, and it would turn green on you in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
It would turn almost the color of some of the yellow colors in the blouse. But we used to have to take it off. You take it off. You could unwind it. Have you ever seen them put in the backer?
Uh-uh.
The way they did it, before it got modernized, you'd take a mule and a drag. And a drag was just a box on sleds as far as from here at the wall. And they took burlap sacks and made the sides around the frame so that the backer would stay in the drag. And you pulled it out in the field, and you crop it back, or you crop up, you got arm load, and you'd lay it over in that drag, and you crop up.
You pick the leaves off of it.
Pick the leaves off the stalk. That's called cropping the backer around.
Okay.
Pick the backer, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, put it in a drag, haul it to the barn, and somebody take it out of the drag and lay it on the bench. That was sort of a straight bench under the backer barn. You've seen old flue-cured tobacco barn, haven't you?
I've seen some of them with it hanging.
Okay, well, inside
it. See, they don't grow it at all where I live.